Hello, Main Menu listeners. I'm Darcy Bernard.
And I'm Holly Anderson.
And today we're going to review for you a product called the Book Courier. Now, you're probably wondering why two people are going to be reviewing a product. Well, for those of you who don't know, Holly and I do a podcast called The Darcy and Holly Show. And we have a lot of fun doing a podcast together, and we both wanted to do a review of the Book Courier. So we thought, why don't we try and do it together and see how that works? We don't know if anyone's ever done a two-person review like this before, and it may work, it may not, we'll have to see. But we're going to give it a shot at any rate.
The Book Courier is by Springer Design. It's been around for a few years now. We both own the product, and we really, really like the product, so we decided, and we weren't sure it had been reviewed before. We didn't think it had, so we thought maybe we would try that. We don't really feel like it's gotten the exposure that it needs to have, so we thought we'd review it and see how that goes.
Right. I think Main Menu did do a feature on the Book Courier a few years back. They had an interview with one of the people from Springer Design.
That was when it was originally coming out.
Yeah, that's when it was first coming out. But as far as the review itself, I don't believe there ever was one. So, like Holly said, it's a product we both really like. We both own them. And so we thought we'd review it. Let's talk a bit about what the Book Courier actually is, in case you don't know. The Book Courier is a really small device. It's a little bit larger than a cassette tape. It's a talking ebook reader and MP3 player. So what that means is you can play a variety of different formats on it. It has a built-in speech synthesizer, so you can use it to read text files, whether they be plain text or books you get from Bookshare.org. You can get Braille files that you might get from WebBraille or something like that. And if you're in the UK, you can read publications from the Talking Newspaper Association of the UK. It also can play a variety of audio files, including standard MP3 files, books from Audible.com, and Daisy books, which you might find from the CNIB in Canada, the RNIB in the UK, and I understand soon, the NLS in the United States.
Okay, I'm going to describe what the Book Courier looks like. It is about the size of a cassette. It's a little bit longer than a cassette and a little bit thicker than a cassette, but the width is the same. And on the front is the Book Courier keypad. You have five rows of three keys. The first four rows are the same as a telephone keypad, 1 through 0, and then the star and pound keys. And then the bottom row, which is slightly separated from the other keys, is the diamond, shift, and question mark key, which are keys that we use for various functions for the Book Courier. We use those in combination with other keys, and they perform various functions and that kind of thing. The really nice thing about this keypad is it's very intuitive in its design. The 5 key, which is the play pause key and the enter key for the Book Courier, is quite a bit larger than the rest of the keys, and it has a concave surface, so if you have it in a pocket or a purse, it's very easy to find. The shift key, which is the same size as the other keys, also has the same surface as the 5 key. It has a concave surface. The arrow keys, which are your 2, 4, 6, and 8 keys, they surround the 5 in a diamond shape, and they have a rounded surface, so they're very easy to locate. They're the same size as the other keys, but they have a different shape. Along the top of the Book Courier is the headphone jack on the left-hand side, and on the right-hand side is the USB connector, the USB jack. That's along the top. On the right-hand side of the Book Courier is the compact flash card slot. It does take Type 1 compact flash cards. Right now, it supports up to 2 GB compact flash. We understand that 4 GB is coming in the next release. On the back is the pocket clip and the battery door. The Book Courier takes 2 AA batteries. The really nice thing about the Book Courier is the battery life is very good. You get 60 hours for text, about 60 hours for text, and approximately 30 hours for audio files.
Now, you might think with 15 buttons that that's going to be a lot to remember, but it really isn't. There's only about 5 buttons you are going to use most of the time, and those are the arrow keys. Like Holly said, those are 2, 4, 6, and 8, and the 5 key, which is play, pause, and enter. Most of the other keys, you know, you'll use them on occasion, but those are really the ones you need to worry about. Now, every key does have three different functions. It has a function when you just press it, has one when you hold it down, and has one when you use it with the shift key. So, but the most common one is the one that you use when you just press it. So I've opened up a file before we started here, and I'm going to show you what the Book Courier is like when you're reading. This is a text file. This is a book. It's 2001 Space Odyssey by Arthur C. Clarke, and this is just a plain text file. So let's hear that.
Play 2001, A Space Odyssey 5666 4.8 by Arthur C. Clarke. Synopsis: A third out near Jupiter, Frank Poole and David Thurman go aboard a craft as caretakers. There are more crew in cryonic suspension. On board their ship, they meet Al 9000, a self-aware housed in a computer system. Pause.
I've just paused it now, I used the play key to, or used the 5 key to start it, and I used the 5 key to pause it. Now, the first thing you'll notice is that the Book Courier uses the double talk speech. Now, the double talk is a very subjective thing. Some people love it. I consider myself one of those. And some people don't much care for it. But I would say, if you've never used the double talk, and it doesn't sound all that good to you, I wouldn't rule out the purchase of the Book Courier because of the double talk. Because once you get used to it, it is very good speech. It can speak very quickly. And it also is very accurate. Most words it says correctly. Now, while I was talking there about the double talk, you heard a little beep. What that is if the Book Courier hasn't been used for a few seconds, it will beep and switch itself off. That's just a way it has of conserving battery power. When I press the key again, you'll hear a little click, and that's the Book Courier turning back on. The little click sounds a lot louder through the speakers we have the Book Courier plugged into than it does through headphones. You'll rarely notice it through headphones. So let's just start it up again. Let's have it play.
Play on board their ship, they meet Al 9000, a self-aware housed in a computer system. When Al goes insane, one of the two men dies, and Al, as one of his first acts of pure derangement, turns off life support for the pause.
Right, I just stopped that. And you notice when you pause it and resume it, it jumps back to the beginning of the sentence you were reading. Now, suppose you missed something. Suppose you wanted to go back. Now, how do you do that? Well, you use the left and right arrows to move forward and backward through the text. And you use the up and down arrow keys to select how far to move back and forth. So let's see what happens when I push down.
Word navigation.
That would go by word, so we can just move forward by word if we wanted.
Crew, persons, in the nightmare, that the voyage turns.
So you can see we can go by word. But if we want to go backwards, we might not want to go that small. Let's jump up here.
Sentence navigation.
You can go by sentence.
When Al goes insane, one of the two men dies, and Al, as one of his first acts of pure derangement, turns off life support for play. When Al goes insane,
yeah.
Pause.
And then we can move up.
Paragraph.
We can go by paragraph.
Page navigation.
Or we can go by page. So you can move around quite quickly if there's a piece of the document that you're wanting to get to. Now, if you want to know how far into the file you are, you know, if you're in the middle of a book and you want to know how much you've read, all you have to do is hold down the play key, and it will give you...
You are 0% of the way through 2001, A Space Odyssey.
We're only 0% of the way through because we've just started it. We're just reading the preface material.
Okay, I'm going to talk about a couple of things you can do with text files other than just navigate through them. If you're reading a book on your computer, or you know that you want to go to a specific page number if you're talking about textbooks or whatever, the Book Courier has a feature called Go to Page. And how that works is, say you just finished reading, you're on page 20, and you want to take the book back to your Book Courier and continue reading on from there. So if we go to page, you can press the Shift and 5 key, and that will activate the Go to Page function.
Current page is 1. Enter new page number and press pound.
It said current page is 1. Enter new page number and press pound. So we want to go to page 20, so I'll enter 20.
2, 20.
And it does add, as you press the numbers, the Book Courier will say what number you have entered so far. And then you press the pound key.
Indeed, he felt no more than normal gravity, but it would have been impossible walk, since it was straight toward pause.
So it then starts reading from there, and then to pause it, you press the play key. Now, just to verify, let's see how far in we are now.
You are 15% of the way through 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Right, so you can also do that with pages if you use the page navigation key, but that's a really easy, quick way to go to page.
Now, otherwise, you'd have to press page forward 20 times,
right,
which you wouldn't really want to do.
I'm going to demonstrate the bookmark feature. So since we're already here anyway, I'll set a bookmark for this particular passage. And how you do that is you press Shift and the 7 key together.
Set bookmark.
And BookCourier says set bookmark. Now let's say we're reading on and we, you know, go...
Page navigate.
A couple pages. Now we're a couple pages over, and we want to set another bookmark, so let's just do that now.
Set bookmark.
Okay, so now say we wanted to go back to the other bookmark that we just set. To do that quickly, you can press the 7 key, and that will take you to the previous bookmark.
Previous bookmark 1, front of the cabin. If...
And it reads the first... It says bookmark 1, and then it reads the first 4 words after the cursor, so... And then if you wanted to continue on playing, you would obviously just press the play key. But then if you wanted to go back to the second bookmark, you would just press the 9 key, and that would take you to the next bookmark.
Next bookmark 2, division was purely for administrative.
So you have a bunch of bookmarks in a document, and you're on bookmark 10, and you want to go back to bookmark 1. A really easy way to do that, rather than pressing the previous and next bookmark keys, is there's something called the bookmark list, and that will list all the bookmarks in a particular document. So to activate the bookmark list, you press Shift and 9.
Bookmark list. The current bookmark is 2. Division was purely for administrative. Press the read key 5 to jump to this bookmark. Or use the backhand forward keys 4 and 6 to scroll through the entire list.
So we're currently on bookmark 2. And if we wanted to go to bookmark 1...
1, front of the cabin. If...
That's our first bookmark. And we can play from this bookmark by pressing the 5 key. What we can also do is, if you don't want bookmark 1 anymore, say you, for whatever reason, don't want that anymore, you can delete that by pressing Shift and 0. And Shift and 0 are the combination for delete wherever you are in the book courier. You can delete a file from there. Actually, like if you're in the library or whatever, which we'll talk to you about in a minute, you can press Shift and 0 and delete from there. But this is how you delete a bookmark.
Delete. Press the Shift 0 key again to delete one, front of the cabin. If to cancel this operation, press any other key.
It's asking me to confirm here. If I don't want to delete, I can just press Shift and 0. But if I want to cancel, I can press any key. But in this instance, we want to delete, so I'll just press Shift and 0 again to delete it.
One, front of the cabin. If deleted.
And so we've deleted that bookmark. And now to exit the list, if I want to exit the bookmark list, I just press 0. And 0 is the exit key, wherever you are in the book courier as well.
Exit from bookmark list and return to pause.
And there we go.
Now I'm going to show you how we read audio files, or how we listen to audio files, rather. In order to change the book that we're in, we go into the library. To get to the library, we press the star key on the keypad.
Library. The current item is Text Folder 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Okay, so we're in a folder called Text, and the book is obviously 2001, A Space Odyssey. I've arranged my flashcard by format type, so I have an audible folder, a folder for all my podcasts, a DAISY folder, and a text folder. But you can arrange your folders however you want. The library is a lot like Windows Explorer. If you're comfortable with Windows Explorer, you won't have any trouble with this. It works with files and folders. Now, to get up out of the text folder, we up arrow.
Previous level of text folder.
Now we're on the main root folder, and that's where all my folders are. So let's find the audible folder, and I know that's to the left, so I'll left arrow a few times.
Previous item, DAISY folder.
DAISY books.
Previous item, podcasts folder.
This is my podcast folder.
Previous item, audible folder.
Audible folder, so let's just arrow down into that.
Next level down, the girl who loved Tom Gordon, unabridged.
And the first thing we landed on is the last thing I was looking at, which is the book The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon by Stephen King. So let's go into there. And to do that, we press the 5 key, which, of course, is the play, pause, enter key.
Play.
This is audible.
Now, that's kind of loud, so let's just bring that down a little bit. And we use the 1 key to do that.
Simon and Schuster Audio presents...
Right, okay.
The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon.
Pause that. Now, one thing you'll notice... And for some reason, I'm not sure why this is, but files from audible.com seem to be quite loud. You'll find those to be a lot louder than most other things you'll listen to, so you will have to adjust the volume a little bit. But that's more of an audible issue than it is a book courier issue. Their files are just naturally loud. Now that we're in an audible book, the way we move around is exactly the same as how we move around in a textbook. We use the left and right arrow keys to move through the file, and we use the up and down arrow keys to adjust how far we move. Let's see what our options are.
10 minutes navigation.
Let me just turn the volume back up because...
Louder, 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 louder.
Now there's a feature called the volume offset that I'll talk about in a little bit that will make this a little bit easier. So that's 10 minutes navigation.
5 minutes navigation.
5 minutes navigation.
1 minute navigation.
1 minute navigation.
5 seconds navigation.
5 seconds navigation.
1 minute navigation. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, section navigation.
Right, and there's also section navigation. Section navigation is something unique to Audible. Audible books have sections defined within them. They could be a chapter, or they could be a part, or more often than not, they could just be a random amount of text. It's something that's set up by the people encoding them at Audible. So you can move. There's all kinds of different ways you can move through the file. Now, one thing you'll notice if you hold down the play key, instead of getting a percentage marker like you did with textbooks.
You are 13 seconds through The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon, on average.
We're 13 seconds of the way through this book. So let's jump a little bit farther. Let's go by section.
Section navigation.
We'll move forward.
She walks...
Play.
She walks slowly back to the fallen moss-plated tree, hating to go in the wrong direction even for a few seconds.
Pause.
Now, what you heard there when I move forward is you heard the first few seconds of the next section. So I think you might be able to tell if it's a place you wanted to stop at. But I'll hold down the button here.
You are 33 minutes, 24 seconds through The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon, on average.
Right, so we're 33 minutes in now. So that particular section was about 33 minutes long. So you can see that with the Book Courier, no matter what type of file you're using, the commands, the navigation commands, are the same. So it's really easy to learn and really easy to use.
As Darcy said, the Book Courier is very easy to use, but if for whatever reason you can't remember what a key does, or you get confused about something, one of the things that the Book Courier has that's really neat is what's called the Key Describe feature. There's a help key on the Book Courier. It's the question mark key, which is the last key on the bottom row. And you press the question mark key, and then you press another key, and it will tell you what that key does. So if we press the question mark key and the 7 key, which is what we use to do bookmarks, it will tell us how to do bookmarks, what this key does. So I'll demonstrate that now.
7 key, previous bookmark, previous file and set bookmark. To go to the previous bookmark, press this key. To go to the previous file, press and hold the key for 1 beep. To set a bookmark, press shift and this key.
I'm going to turn the volume up just a little
bit.
That
seems a little soft, yeah.
Louder. Louder, louder.
That's good.
Okay. So as you saw, it's really easy to get help for something. And one feature that the Book Courier has is a voice recorder. And I don't use this feature very often because I just don't find that I just don't use it very often. It's really good for recording really short memos and things if you're out and you want to record someone's phone number or address or something. It's really good for that. But you wouldn't want to do anything major on it. So if I want to use it, I often can't remember how it works. So the pound key is the record key. So if I just press the question mark key and the pound key, it will tell me what functions that key has.
Pound key, record features. To start a new voice recording, press shift and this key. To pause a voice recording in progress, press this key. Press the key again to resume recording. To finish a voice recording, press and hold the key for 1 beep.
So that reminds me what those keys do, what that key does. Now, if you still can't really remember how to do a specific function, the Book Courier does have a built-in user guide. And this user guide is accessible wherever you go, wherever you are in the Book Courier, because it's built into the Book Courier's memory. So if you don't have a flashcard in there, you can still access the Book Courier manual. And so what you do to access that is wherever you are in the Book Courier, you press and hold down the question mark key, and that'll take you to the manual.
Talking user guide, Book Courier user guide version 1.7, January 2005, Springer Design.
So to stop it, I just press the play key. Now, this particular manual has a lot of navigation levels built in, which you wouldn't get with regular text files, but since it's the manual, it has all kinds of different markups. So you can move by
paragraph navigation.
Paragraph navigation.
Heading 1 navigation. Chapter navigation.
I'm just moving up with the arrow key. Now I'm at chapter navigation. So if I wanted to find a specific topic, then that's probably the best way to find it. So I'd use the 6 key to move through chapters.
Welcome to Book Courier. Chapter 1, quick start. Chapter 2, playing files. Chapter 3, exploring the library. Chapter 4, using a table of contents. Chapter 5, recording voice files. Chapter 6, using bookmarks.
So if I wanted to find out, if I couldn't remember how to do bookmarks, say I wanted to find out, now what you can do within a chapter is move by heading. So if you just wanted a specific topic.
Heading 1, navigation.
So you'd arrow heading. Down for that.
Yeah, you'd arrow down to access the heading navigation.
Setting a bookmark.
Setting a bookmark.
Going to a bookmark.
Going to a bookmark.
Using the bookmark list.
Using the bookmark list.
Deleting a bookmark.
Deleting a bookmark.
Accessing the settings list.
That's a new chapter, I think.
Yeah.
So let's...
Deleting a bookmark.
Let's find out about... If you wanted to find out about deleting a bookmark, then you go to deleting a bookmark and press the play key and it would start playing from there.
Play deleting a bookmark. To delete a bookmark, you must select the bookmark from the bookmark list. 1. Start reading the bookmark.
So it starts reading that. Now, say, okay, you're good there and you want to exit the manual. So you just press the 0 key, and that's the exit key wherever you are in the book or if you're in the settings list or the library or whatever. No, it doesn't work in the library. If you're in the settings list or in the bookmark list, any kind of list that you're in, you press the 0 key to exit. So I'm going to press that now, and it's going to take me back to where I was.
Exit from talking user guide and return to pause.
Return to pause. Now, if, say, I'm using the book or and I'm going along, and I want to remember a specific function again. I can go back into the manual, but it's going to remember where I was last time.
Talking user guide 1. Start reading the book.
So it remembers where you were last time, so that if you, you know, still are confused about bookmarks, you can go back and look.
So as you can see, the manual is very thorough. But one thing that I think you'll find, I know I have, is that I haven't actually had to use it very often. Because once you learn the book courier, it's so intuitive that it's... Most of what you need is obvious. It's just for the little used features, like I said, the voice recorder or whatever. Now, to configure things in the book courier, you go into the settings menu. That's kind of like the control panel in Windows or whatever. And once you've gone in here and customized most of the features the way you like them, you probably won't have to go in here very often. But to go into the settings menu, you press the diamond key. So let's do that.
The diamond key...
Oh, you can't do that from the manual.
The diamond key is the first key on the bottom row.
On the bottom row, yes. But we can't actually enter the settings menu from the manual, so we'll exit the...
Exit from talking user guide and return to pause.
There we go. Now we can enter the settings menu.
You are entering the settings list. Volume offset, 7.
I think that is the only time where you don't have to... Where you can't enter the settings menu is from the manual.
From any list, from the bookmark list or that.
Right. Okay, so let's... It said volume offset. Now, what's interesting about the settings menu is you end up where you were last time you were in it. Like, I guess the last thing I must have touched was the volume offset, so that's where I am. The volume offset modifies the Double Talk's volume while you're listening to audio. Some, as you've seen, some with the audiobooks... Some audio things you listen to are very loud and you can't hear the Double Talk, so you can adjust the Double Talk's volume for while you're listening to things, which can be a very handy thing to do. So we'll move through this list by pressing right and left. And if we want to change a value, we use up and down to do that. But let's move right here and see what else we have.
Punctuation, sum with numbers.
Punctuation, sum with numbers. I'm not going to explain a lot of these things because if you're used to screen readers, you know, you're going to be used to things like punctuation levels and whatnot. So that's the punctuation level.
Beep speed, 15.
Beep speed is 15. Now, you remember that we hold some keys down to do various things? This controls how the interval of time you have to hold the key down for. And we can adjust that with the up and down arrow keys.
14.
13. I'll change back to 15 because I like it at that level. But if you find you have to hold the key down longer or... You're, you know, because maybe you like to press the keys and, like, you're not as comfortable pressing the keys and you want to be held down longer, you can do that, or if you feel it's too long, you can adjust.
Fast forward and reverse increment, 5 seconds.
Fast forward and reverse increment is about, when you're dealing with MP3 files, we really didn't show you that, but if you use the shift 4 and shift 6, it is fast forwarding the file, and by default it's 5 seconds.
1 minute.
But you can adjust that.
5 minutes. 10 minutes.
And you can press those keys, like if you want to move by 5 second increments, you can press them every time or you can hold it down and it will move through the file faster.
Right, exactly.
Sleep timer, 30 minutes.
The sleep timer is currently set for 30 minutes. The sleep timer is a very handy feature because I know often I find I'll have a book on when I go to bed and inevitably I'll fall asleep. This function works by 30 minutes from the last time you pressed anything. So if I hit the play button and I don't press anything else in the book courier, it's going to be 30 minutes from there. But we can adjust the time.
25 minutes. 20 minutes. 50
moves by 5 minutes.
Moves by 5 minutes.
10 minutes.
Increments.
5 minutes. Disable.
Or disable if you don't want it all together.
It goes up to an hour.
Yeah.
Day of week. Sunday.
This is just the calendar, the clocking calendar.
Month. October. Day of month.
And to change those, you just use your up and down arrow keys.
Right. It's the same old.
2005.
Across the board.
Hour 12. Minutes 49. A.M. P.M. P.M. Auto advance. Off.
Auto advance. What that is, is if you're listening to a whole folder, maybe you're listening to music on it and you have an album, you can turn this feature on and it will automatically advance to the next track once the current MP3 is finished playing.
Also,
oh, go ahead.
Also, if you want to, something I forgot to mention, if you're in a folder and say you're listening to something and you don't have auto advance on but you don't want to go into the library either, you can use the 7 and the 9 keys. You hold those down to go to the next, previous and next file in the within a folder. You can only do that within a folder, though, so.
Right.
Like you're listening to an album or something, you can just move to the next file very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Restore default settings.
Oh, wait a minute.
File lock, no.
File lock. That just prevents you from deleting files that you may not want to delete.
Restore default settings.
Restore default settings. If you really messed things up in the settings list, you can always go back to the default mode.
You can also do that with the keyboard, because a lot of times, if it will lock up, you won't get speech. So if you can press diamond and 2, and that will reset. Where if even if the book courier is locked, which we didn't talk about locking, but you can lock the book courier.
Right.
To keep you from pressing keys, and that's.
Right. Which Holly actually brings up a good point, that all the things, not all of the things, but most of the things you're seeing in the settings menu can be adjusted with hotkeys from the, you know, from the playing mode or whatever. So if you're comfortable with those, if you're comfortable with hotkeys, you can press those. If you're not, you can go into the settings menu. So you've got some choices.
System information 643 megabytes free, version 01.03.01, serial number 10100025.
Right, obviously there's nothing I can change here, but it's telling me how much space is left on my flashcard, and then it's telling me the ROM revision and the serial number of my particular book courier.
Announce level more.
Now, if you're listening to this review and you're thinking, it's a little bit too talky, like all the prompts are just too verbose, then you can adjust that. You can put it to less, and the prompts are a lot quicker, which I personally prefer, and I think you will too once you've used the book courier for a while.
Battery type non-rechargeable.
Battery type non-rechargeable. You can change it to rechargeable if you want. The manufacturer actually recommends that you use alkalines if you can. One of the things this particular feature does is it controls the battery gauge. Let me just leave the settings list for a minute to show you that how that works.
Exit from settings and return to pause.
Now let's the star or the not the star the diamond key that brought us into the settings list. Also, if you hold it down, will tell us the status of the battery. Let's hear that.
Battery level is 58%.
58%. I have 58% left on my batteries. All right, so let's go back into the settings menu and we'll finish this off. I think we're almost through all the options here.
You are entering the settings list. Battery type non-rechargeable. Table of contents auto return off.
This is a feature that I don't believe has been implemented yet. What you're going to see in future versions are books having a table of contents feature. I think this will become really useful with Daisy books and things like that.
Volume 6.
Again, it's pretty obvious what that is. That's the speech volume and the audio volume.
Speed 3.
That's the double talk speed. It goes from 1 to 9. I usually have mine about 7, and it speaks. 9 is quite fast. And so is 8. 7 is a good speed though.
I have mine at 8. So.
Voice is precise speed.
The double talk has several voices. They're all kind of variations on the same thing, but if you're more accustomed to certain voices, you can play around with these.
Pitch 60.
And the pitch, again, is something people will be familiar with.
Volume offset, 7.
Volume offset, we're back where we started. So that's, those are all the options in the settings list, so let's just get out of that.
Exit from settings and return to pause.
Now, to transfer books to the book courier, you do use a transfer tool, which is their own software, and it's very easy to use. We're not going to demonstrate it or anything, because if you're comfortable with Windows, using Windows at all, you won't have any trouble with this particular piece of software.
One thing, actually, I just thought of when Holly was talking about the transfer tool. One little neat little bonus that Springer Design have done is on the CD that comes with your book courier, in addition to the transfer tool, you also get a huge library of public domain e-textbooks. A lot of the classics. Like, I, for example, have read a lot of the Sherlock Holmes stories on here, and I got them from that CD. So that's definitely a nice little bonus you get.
I think we're just about to wrap up here. If you want to find out more information about the Book Courier, they do have a website. It's www.bookcourier.com. That's BookCourier.com. You can read the manual on there, and it has an FAQ, and it has a speech sample. It has just about anything you'd want about the Book Courier. It's a very intuitive website. It's a very thorough website. If you're a Bookshare member or a Kurzweil user, you might want to take a good look at this website because there are a couple of discounts. Also, one thing we should mention about Kurzweil is that if you use Kurzweil, I think it starts with 7.02, you can interface directly with the Book Courier and send your files directly to the Book Courier, so you don't have to even use the transfer tool.
Right. Neither Holly or I are Kurzweil users, but we have read about that, and apparently that works quite well. So I think that's going to be it for this review. I hope you've enjoyed it. This is a little bit of an experiment for us, partly because of the two-person thing, and partly because neither of us have done a review like this before. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you found it interesting. And we'd love to get feedback. If you've got questions on the Book Courier, we'd be happy to answer them for you. Or if you have any comments about this review, you can email us. You can email us on the address we use for our podcast, and that is show@darcyandholly.com. That's show@darcyandholly.com. You can also check out our website, which is www.darcyandholly.com, where you'll find more information about us, and you can listen to our podcasts. For Main Menu, I'm Darcy Bernard.
And I'm Holly Anderson.
Thanks for listening.